Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, May 6th. And welcome to the big call. Hope everybody had a wonderful Cinco de Mayo yesterday. And I didn't celebrate it per se. I was aware of it. So tonight, today is the 6th of May. And you're listening to The Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for listening again and being with us on the call. And before we go to Sue for a teaching, which is always stimulating and uplifting for us, let's pray the call in. We'll have a really good call tonight. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that's happening behind the scenes for us. It's moving everything forward. Some things we know and some things are being kept from us, almost like a secret, hasn't been yet revealed yet what we shall experience. But we're really excited about the future. We're excited about today. We're excited about where we're going. And we're excited about everything that you're bringing to us in the way of a blessing. Thank you for all that you've done for us, everything that you're doing and will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I know you're coming off your call, and I appreciate that, your class, your course tonight.
Sovereign in the room.
We'd love to hear.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a teaching that you found for us that you do so beautifully.
Well, I'd love to share that with you. I'm going to do a little refinement because I was feeling into and aware of kind of what a split is in the community. And when you said very beautifully, you know, it's a secret that's being kept from us.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people go to they keeping it from us, like an us versus them. And I just want to adjust that a little bit because this is going to be empowering for everybody as we get ready for the teaching. Mm-hmm. Imagine that the mystery of being so cared for, so cherished, instead of withheld from, wanting to be gifted so exquisitely, like somebody that works so hard to create just the most special moment for you, that is what is happening. They're working so hard to make it so exquisitely beautiful for everyone on the planet, that everything has to be integrated, and that has to wait for the fullest, okay, I'm ready to open the door. That's not keeping it from us. That is wanting to honor us at the highest level, that it has to wait until it can be revealed. So that's going to be my little reframe for tonight. And always a choice. And now we can say, with you through the floods. God says to the prophet Isaiah, when you go through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. It's interesting that he didn't say, I'll keep you out of every fire. You won't have to have any famines. He says these challenges are going to come, that there will be adversities and things we don't understand. But the whole key to this is when he says, I'll be with you in the flood, in the fire, and in the famine. Are you trying to get out of something that God is going to take you through? Are you fighting the process, wondering why it happened? Or when is it going to happen? God, I can't take this anymore. Everything will change if you start inviting God into the fire. Like I just said with that reframe. He promised he'll be with you. Maybe he's just waiting for your invitation. The right attitude is, God, I believe you're going to bring me out, but in the meantime, I'm asking you to come into this struggle, in my health, in this RV wait, coming into this loss that I'm going through, come into this depression that's trying to stop me. When you invite him in the difficulty, you'll feel him breathing in your direction, enabling you, empowering you, favoring you. Is it a greater testimony that God kept you out of the fire or that God came with you into the fire and brought you through it? And which of these two paths allows you to emerge stronger, more confident, more capable? We all want to get out of trouble, out of adversities. But don't get so caught up in getting out that you forget to ask God to come in. David says in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. When you know God is with you, when you're invited in, when he's invited into your situation, you'll have a smile in the middle of the difficulty. You'll have a song of praise in the prison like Paul and Silas did. You won't be complaining about the trouble or worried about how it's going to work out. You'll have peace in the midst of the storm. If you're only praying, God, get me out, you'll be frustrated until it changes. I can't enjoy my life because I have a child which is off course. Finances are down. When it all turns around, I'll have a good attitude. You're waiting for God to get you out, while God is waiting for you to invite him in. You have to do as David did and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're with me in this valley. I'm not going to live afraid or worried. I know you're in control. I may not see a way, but I know you have a way. Instead of just trying to get out of the valley, out of the fire, out of the trouble, start praying, God, come in. Let me feel your presence in the fire. Show me your greatness in this trouble. Then you'll have a peace that passes understanding, a hope when you should be distraught, and a joy when you could be discouraged. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was a really interesting teaching, and I thought it was a good one for us to understand that God does want to be center in our lives. He wants us to ask him to come into our life to begin with. And when you talked about going through the storm, going through the fire, reminded me when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. And then they could see that there weren't just three in there in the furnace that weren't getting burnt up, but four. And the theory is that fourth person was Jesus himself, in the furnace, keeping them from not only burning up, but even smoke, not even having smoke smell on their clothes when they came out. It's absolutely miraculous. It's a tremendous miracle. And I think we can have God, we hope we'll never get into a fire or a fiery furnace, but we know that God can be with us, and we can ask for his presence always, no matter what we're going through. And I think that's important to understand the difference between going around and avoiding something and going through it. Like you mentioned in Psalm 23, going through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, for you, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, that is just knowing that with God's presence, you can get through it and do it. And I think that's so important for us to realize now, the situation we're in. That's why when we started the big call, every call I wanted to pray the call in and seal it with prayer as we exited the call. Plus have a teaching, which Sue's done a great job with, on all these teachings, and then have our time of prayer and praise. So it's important that we prioritize the call that way, and then we've added the other three segments to that. And that's what really, I think, has made it work for us and work for everybody that's listening. And I just think that the idea of Jesus being closer to us than a brother, to being that close. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, he can't leave you if you invite him in, like Sue suggested. But invite him in so he can be in your heart in the person of the Holy Spirit. And he can walk with you and talk with you and be with you throughout your life. And if something gets too tough for you, he said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. We don't have to carry the burden. We don't have to carry all of the burdens of life. As we go through things, we can give it to the Lord. We can give it to God and pray that he gives us the solution of how to handle things. And it might not be exactly as fast as we want, but eventually God will answer your prayer and give you the victory. Because this is the one where we've already won the battle. It's just a matter of getting through to the other side. That's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. So thank you so much for that. Again, Bob, I can't wait to hear your take on this teaching and how it may have affected you.
Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's another Tuesday here on the 6th of May. And what a great way to start out our week and just help all of us to put our minds and hearts into a space where we can really begin a moment of vibration that will help carry us through the week. So the teaching isn't just for tonight or for 20 after 9. It's for a golf cart of compassion that takes us all through the week. So thank you.
Love the analogy, Bob.
Yeah. We have lots of golf carts here in Florida.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And I love the whole concept of this, you know, with you through the flood. And boy, you know, we can really relate to that here in Florida. I mean, I spent half the day today helping people that are still recovering from the flood. And
really?
Some people still don't even have their permit from their given city to even begin work on their houses yet. And so there's evidence of the flood, you know, everywhere you go, boarded up houses and construction vehicles everywhere. Some streets are so filled with construction vehicles, it takes you 10 minutes to get down a short street as people are moving their trucks to make way for the people who live there, you know. So we really can feel that, but it's, and although it's hard, I think that staying grateful during these hard times, being grateful for God is something that you hear a lot. People, you know, saying things, you know, like, praise be to God, all my family is still alive. And these, you know, moments of what's really important. And it makes the hard times seem less hard. And I think personally, the perception of the hard time will last for less time. And that's what gratitude does for you. And with that, with a positive attitude and a focus, then we can act more effectively. So if you're in a woe is me kind of attitude and haven't really spent time to pray that day, you know, you're probably going to forget things and it'll be make, you know, tomorrow even worse. And I think with the focus on gratitude for what you have is going to change your circumstances faster. And, you know, if instead you say, well, everything's bad, everything's terrible, this is terrible, you put out a vibration that actually attracts terrible. And instead, our focus on God can bring us peace instead of terrible. And we can feel this sense of acceptance and gratitude for what is, what's still left. And in the midst of chaos, if we can still find time to feel God, we evolve and we gain confidence of God's omnipresence. If he's here now, then he must always be here. And in the next challenge, we may even feel comfort to know that he's always there.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. Exactly right. Yep. Jesus said he would send us a comforter when he departed the earth, and that comforter was the Holy Spirit himself. So we can take comfort in that. Thanks, Bob, for that. I appreciate your work on that. It's really great. I love the viewpoint that you take. And Sue, what did you think of this teaching? How do you see it in your life?
It's interesting tonight. I'd like what both of you brought, and I'm going to take a little bit, kind of a blend of both, because it is about bringing God in and inviting God, like we did with, you know, it's not being separated, us versus them. There's just a lot of separation and feeling separate from the good, even when you're going through a crisis. But when you know, and this, I guess I'll speak specifically to this community. When you know what we have to look forward to in terms of, it's not the money. And I was thinking about this earlier today. There was a great affirmation, Bob, you'll like this. I forgive myself for wanting food when what I wanted was love. I forgive myself for wanting money when what I wanted was love. What if we took that and we say, I forgive myself for dwelling on the negative, on the crisis, when what I can do, what I can choose, is love, is God's love. It's really simple. It's getting into, this is my, it's getting to be a real platform for me. It's getting it into the feeling, not so much the thoughts. It's getting it in so that you can walk. You're going through a crisis. We've all been through crises. But training, learning, especially for all of us in this, when you catch yourself going to this thing that you want to habitually notice, and most people are, I mean, to me, it's like we're living in a ghetto. It's like you practice really good consciousness control or consciousness choice, becoming conscious, you'll notice how many people, it's like you step outside and you're like, whoa. To me, it's about inviting God in. Is about, I forgive myself for choosing X when I could easily let God's love in. That's what we all want. There just really isn't anything else. It's not going to be the money. It's not going to be the planes. It's not going to be the this, the that. You can. That's just your conditioning. It's having, you know, if you're hearing about a weird ozone thing, maybe do you want to, I don't know. It's like, do I enjoy being in this space? Can I invite God in to give me a different, you know, maybe I want to move. It's about inviting God in, getting creative with God. That's what God is. Creation. So that's my take on it.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. It's important to see how all of this flows, but I like your point about God's love. Because really, bottom line is, God wants us not only to love ourselves, but to love one another. And with this blessing, it's not about the things, like you said, but it is about helping other people with the blessing. That's what we're called to do. That's why we have projects. That's why we have, you know, the plans that we have to help up-level humanity and to help other people that are less fortunate and that are in different ghetto type living situations, for example. So all of that, it's not about the money, it's just about what can the money do to help other people. That's how I see it. Well, thank you for that teaching, Sue. Appreciate it very much. And now, and Bob, thank you as well. All good. Now,
We're pulling up. Yes, okay, good.
We move into prayer and praise. And I told Sue I had a couple of different prayer requests, and we're going to share in one. But I've got one while you're pulling that up. Sue, let me go ahead and give this one, okay?
Okay, that's good.
My friend Gary has had a stroke situation about 8 or 9 years ago that has left him in a pretty tough situation for mobility. And it got worse as a result of a new medication that he took starting Sunday. And it was affecting him to the point where he fell last night and was, his sister called an ambulance for him to come to take him to the hospital. And then when he got to the hospital, they transferred him to a hospital, a research hospital, with vein specialists. And I mentioned to Bob a little bit about this situation. He informed me a little bit about it. And it's sort of a situation where, I don't know, I just want him to be completely healed, and I want him to get out of there and get ready for the exchange. So that's going to be my prayer. I'm going to ask everybody to pray with me. Add your faith to my faith, and let's just pray this out together. Lord God, thank you for Gary. He's going through it, but you are with him. Your rod and your staff, they comfort him. And God, I just pray and speak a complete healing to Gary in his situation, that whatever was hurting him and bothering him, his body was rejecting. Lord God, let that be evacuated from his body and let him see clarity again, visually, auditorily, and let him come out sturdy and in good balance, and let him get out of that hospital in a matter of hours to days so that he can do his exchange. And Lord God, thank you for his healing. We speak complete healing to his body. And we thank you that we can pray in the name that is above every name. So we pray for it and speak it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, Sue, thank you.
That was beautiful, Bruce. Let's see. Boy, I try to get this all set up an hour and a half early. We're just going to do it as they came in.
All right.
So this is from Dee, and I'd like everybody to please get your energy collected, free from the world, so you're flowing pure, vibrant Christ energy. So just think about that. And join us as we pray for Dee. And it's Jeremiah, Cassidy, Jimmy, and David, alcohol and emotional healing. Marty, strength, wisdom, and emotional healing. And so, Dee, we're surrounding you in this beautiful, so many people across the country and the world are lifting you up and imagining that Christ is surrounding all your family. And the beautiful heart commitment you have to share your prayer requests with the big call. And we're surrounding them. We're seeing them completely healed. We're seeing them literally encompassed in a field of the purest, most uplifting, most clearing energy. In Jesus' name, and we see them healed. Amen. We have... Penn is in the hospital with low blood pressure and the need for surgery to clean out a right leg infection. Wants to do two surgeries back to back. Ken is almost 91, healthy and strong. Please pray for Ken's complete healing. I see Ken standing in God's healing light and completely healed. That's right, Pam. Pamela Hoffman. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to amplify Pam. And so... we're imagining you and Ken, and we're imagining all of these people all around the country right now. Imagine it. Right now, as I say it, send Ken and Pam powerful healing light in Jesus' name. And imagine the amplification of the light of Christ surrounding the two of you and just filling and repairing and clearing, just like a med bed. It's just at a distance. The med beds are Christ's light, very coherent. We're doing it by distant prayer. In Jesus' name, we see them both healed and say amen. Now we're going to do Gloria. I'm financially burdened because after graduation from business school, I've not been able to find a job. My daughter is telling me that I have to move out. I need a place to live. And her chihuahua has congestive heart failure. Okay, so Gloria Villarreal. Gloria, when you have multiple issues like this, which put you in survival, that makes you feel like everything that you cherish is like you have to defend and you don't feel safe, I want to start with feeling very safe and very grounded in a miracle that will bring peace and solution and safety and a feeling of deep love and comfort in your heart and your body. So just say to yourself, I am safe to believe in the light of Christ's miracle healing over all that seems disconnected in my life right now, and it's all coming together in Jesus' name. And we see you being healed. We see you feeling safe. We see you feeling comfort. And most of all, we see you trusting in the light in you that is so powerful that you will notice all these things coming together in Jesus' name. Amen. Oops. Hold on a sec. I gotta get to Jeannie. Have them all pulled up here. Where are you?
You want to do Leanna and Jim first?
Okay, I'll do Leanna and Jim. Oh, I got it. Okay, good. Okay. I'll do Scott. I'll do Leanna and Jim, Scott. Then I have to. Oh, I got it. I got it all right here.
Okay.
So we have a woman that's in the pod, which is People of Divinity, and a leadership group. And Leanna is in Oklahoma, and so I'm going to do a little bit for you, Leanna. And then Bruce was so kind and said he'd like to pray because he's in your neighborhood. So Leanna,
not really, but in saying, Oklahoma. Yeah.
We're saying, yeah. We're seeing, I just said neighborhood just to keep it completely oblique, but it's so out. So, I tried. That's funny.
My neighborhood, I don't know any Leanna that I'm aware of here. But it could be.
So let's do Leanna. It's good to add the lightness and the joy because that's, if we could laugh and invite God in, God can sometimes laugh, you know, that, what do you mean you're not trusting in me? So, Leanna and Jim, I know you're in a flood zone, and what we're doing is we're seeing everybody surrounding you for your health, for your finances, for the flood zone, for these things that seem to be often around. And we're seeing that all dissolved, and so that you feel this peace and this strength and this courage, the courage to choose. God is here. God is loving us. We're one in God, and we are strong in that. We love God. Jim is healing. I'm healing. Everything around us is healing, and we're not looking out through eyes of insufficiency or not being loved. God is walking through us, just like the teaching said tonight. God is here. We say it. God is here. God is with us. We know it. We've been through everything together. And look at, we've gotten through everything. We choose that in Jesus' name and say amen. Okay, take it from there.
Amen. And then, Jim, Leanna, I did not know in what part of Oklahoma you live, still don't, and I just know that I'm in northeastern Oklahoma, and we had record rains in April, and we're getting rain this week as well, and so I don't know what area you're in, but if you're in a flood zone, I just would say, thank you for the rain. and let's speak to the rains, and let's speak that that's enough, that the rain that you have in your particular area is approaching flood stage or could, and that we've had enough, and for right now, we're fine. We're good. We don't want any more, and that's kind of where we are here where I am. We had some flooding last week, but not like massive floods like North Carolina, Western North Carolina had. But we're just happy that to have the spring rains, but we just pray that your situation completely improves and that the waters recede. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Okay, we have two more. From Pastor Scott, praise and prayer. Tonight's praise goes for our ability to have steadfast love for people. In our lives up to this point, we've all had opportunities to show Christ's redemptive love. In our very near future, we will have more opportunities to enhance humanity's existence with God's love through us. As far as I see it, sit for today has been rehearsed for a time such as this. Sorry, I'm reading it verbatim. My prayer is that the Big Call universe really, really takes advantage of this moment in time. I know I am. I've been spared by God to be the voice, hands, and feet all over the world with my projects of showing God's love to the homeless population across this country, joined with Bruce's Rebuild America International. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Beautiful. And now we have Jeannie. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. God reigns, there shall be showers of blessings, Ezekiel 34:26.
Mm-hmm.
Believe the promises God has made and claim them over your life. Be thankful and grateful. Enjoy all these blessings. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the answered prayers, all the blessings past, present, and future in our lives. For all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call every Tuesday and Thursday, RV Blessing and the MedBeds, we continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, and well-being. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie. And I have just one more prayer request that I think I should offer.
Okay.
And that is
right.
For anybody listening to Bruce and anybody going through financial pressure, and you people know who you are. And I imagine that I'd like everybody to see and feel that the invisible abundance, what's invisible abundance? How about the invisible abundance of your breath, which is filled with God's light? How about the invisible abundance of your breath filling you with an idea, connecting the dots, literally flowing so strongly through your breath that it carries you into either this season with the RV or with solutions and people and experiences that open doors through your breath, moving through your body, energizing you with solutions. I see that everyone that's under pressure be filled with God's breath of abundance, be filled with miraculous solutions, including the 800 numbers coming out, and I see everyone healed physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in the highest level of well-being, so much so they can barely comprehend it. Ooh, slip, co-pilot. They can barely comprehend it. Blessing all in Jesus' name.
KJ. Very good.
That's it.
Very
for
good.
Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Jeannie. And thank you, J and K, co-pilots. Amen.
They're clear. Right. They're training me on not using the word understand but comprehend.
Rather comprehend.
Comprehend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The trainer gets trained.
What? It's what?
The trainer gets trained. Got to be open to learn.
Trainer gets trained? Okay. Yeah. I guess so. All right. If you say so, Sue, I'll buy it. Okay. Now, let's do this, Sue. Tell us a little bit about tonight's first of two classes in your latest course, and just give us a little heads up on what you talked about, and then tell us anything else that you want us to know tonight.
Well, I'm going to try to keep this so that everybody gets their segments done, but I just want to give a thanks to we had a wonderful new person named Dale. I hope he's listening. Very, very profound man come to our call. And he was very intrigued. The title of the two-part class is Sovereign in the Room, Breaking the Hidden Chains You Didn't Know Were Limiting You. And so I had one woman write and say, superb session tonight. She knows who she is. And here's what we did, which was really, really important. And I'm going to tie this into the med beds and the quantum. It came across our desk that the med beds will be using brainwave frequency training and brainwave frequency correction. So what that means is, and we do this in the MedBed 100, the Quantum Future, Quantum Leader Future Founder, we have neuroplasticity in Christ. So it's Christ-based. But we use scientifically designed sound that's been developed for very precision neuro-editing. So it's designed to clear junk, just like we're going to get into the med beds. It's going to clear frequency or patterns that have been in us that just have been because we've been existing in a, you know, kind of toxic environment with weird thought forms and energy that isn't ours and etc. So tonight we did a training on how to clear sabotage and upper limits. And so here's the thing for I want everybody, even if you get just the MedBed, this class is not available yet. If you get the MedBed 100 or Quantum Leader Future Founder, you're going to get, as part of the information, you're going to get a meditation that's going to help you step into your most aligned self, the one that doesn't have fear running through your nervous system. That's in everything we do. It's the basis of 32 years of doing this work. And it's literally the basis of the training that's going to happen to humanity. So it's very cutting edge. It's all going to be about brainwaves. It's all going to be taking you out of fear-based brainwaves and stress. It's all going to be about that. So it was really fun to have people understand that there are these patterns that we've all inherited. And the problem is they're running outside of your awareness. So there's the fix your identity, the inherited struggle, or there's a lot of people that just, you know, they get captivated by other people that are struggling. And they've got to learn how to be in their most coherent self. There's false humility programming. There's a boundary collapse. There's over-merging with pain. And there's sabotage and upper limits. When the invisible ceiling of moving past where you've been comes up, like when people inherit a lot of money or get money or their family's not coming along with them and they say, how come you can be so joyful? Or how come, what are we supposed to do in our family? All of that kind of stuff is a pattern that is running that was valuable for a while to keep you safe, but needs to be released now so you can walk in the freedom of who you really are in Christ without all the programming you pick up by looking at other people, hearing about other people, hearing about this pattern, that pattern, all of that. Now we're going to have to learn, how do we stay present to ourselves, to other people, in an empowered and in a very relational way, so we're loving without abandoning ourselves, without overgiving, without undergiving. Those are the things that we're working on in this class. And those are the things that have to be repatterned at a deeper level so that you can actually walk out and be the person that's really loving without it being like the 95% of you that has a loop of, you know, how can I have this much joy? How can I have all this? How can I learn how to walk into a project listening to myself and my nervous system so I do it in a way that I stay very balanced within myself and not overloaded. So I don't convey that to my team members. And I convey coherence and strength and well-being, and the whole team has that clarity. It's going to be a lot about clarity, a lot. So here's what I want everybody to know and hopefully take advantage of. One of the things I think you can just write this down is to pay attention to what you're feeling in your body when you're hearing somebody, when you're looking at somebody. Let your body say, is this clear? Is this lifting me? Is this free from fear? Is this empowering? Ask those questions. Are you hearing somebody talking from their head? You want to feel people that have the clarity to be in their heart and they're moving away from conditioned patterning. They're keeping their energy clear. They're energizing to you to be around. They can listen to you. They can be present to you. And it feels good to think about what you're going to create together. It feels good. It feels clear. It feels right. So if you want to learn how you're going to feel right about the med beds and the decisions you're going to make, you have one shot. When you get your appointment, you better know what you're going to create in that med bed. And hopefully, you want to do it just beyond fixing what's wrong with you. You have the opportunity to create like your dream experience of being in a body. That's really the opportunity. It's fixing what's not working. And then it's also the opportunity to create what talents you want, what height you want, what physicality you want, all these things so you can serve. It's not for your ego. So you can serve a humanity that's about to flower into possibility. It's not at all related to the reality. It's not like getting a celebrity self. It's a self that's going to serve to inspire the people, to be an inspiration in your projects, free from disease, etc. So that's the MedBed 100. The quantum leader and the future founder is about walking out of the redemption center, dealing with your family, dealing with everybody in the world going through a total reset. Just picture this. We get our appointment, and within a week, we don't actually know the schedule, at least I don't. Literally everybody in the world, the premier banker, the people that you're going to meet, the lawyers, the attorneys, their families, everybody in the world will be going, it's like everybody in the world is going to college for the very first time. Do you remember your first day at college? It's like everybody's like, which classroom is it? Which classroom is it? Where's the admissions office? What's happening? It's going to be like that. You know that's the truth. Mom, what are we going to do now? What are these projects? Dad, how come you look like that? It's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, there'll be some of that, yeah.
It's going to be a lot. This isn't just your family. This is everybody you know.
That's right.
Everybody you know. People maybe, who knows? It's just going to be radical. That's just truth. That's just seeing it realistically. So the quantum leader, future founder, and that's not exaggerating either. The quantum leader, future founder is a way for you to get centered in yourself, get really clear, establish your boundaries. It's a lot about boundaries. So you're thinking about, okay, how do I want to show up in my family? How do I want to design how I take on information? A lot of people are going to be letting go of their social media. Most people live in so much noise. There's going to be a new kind of noise as you have to navigate this new world. So this is designed to keep it so that you're in signal. You're in clear intent, and you've got really good boundaries about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. So if you're a person that's like, God, how am I going to do all this? And don't be, it's just to tell you, I don't want to paint a picture of, like, what's the windiest place you could be playing tennis? I would say North Carolina, the last time I was there. It was like hurricane season. It was horrible to play. But anyway, point is you want to be prepared for the conditions you're actually going to be in. I'll never forget that. Trying to serve in a hurricane. It's just there are things that you can learn to do if you mentally train and emotionally train. So if this is appealing to you at all, I'm going to close it out because it's time for everybody else. Do MedBed 100, it's $100, or Quantum Leader Future Founder. And you're going to get some practices that are going to sharpen and train you at a much deeper level to be ready for the new future you're about to step into. So this is for people that want to be prepared internally. And as Andrew Huberman, who just launched a video about 72 hours to recreate the neural architecture for a new identity, your identity, what's running inside of you, is the new getting God inside of you, basically, is what we're trying to do. Send us an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R, ATED Minds at hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number. If you have PayPal or not, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. We'll send you an invoice. And we are closing that down. When the 800 numbers are coming in, you're going to see it's up on our autoresponder. You're going to see we're blessing you on your journey. It's going to be, they're going to be, not be available. So if this at all resonates and you want to get God and the structure for this new reality more deeply inside of you, instead of being overloaded, just send us an email. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. And to tie into your win scenario in North Carolina, as you know, I played tennis for the University of North Carolina. And we had some win, not like you're explaining exactly, but I remember this one match. And, you know, you could hear other players on the courts. I didn't have any trouble with my serve, my toss, because I could vary it based on the wind. But there was a guy that was playing, and he says, he's tossing up, he's having a real trouble serving. He goes, "Thank you, wind." Then he goes, "Let's have a little bit more wind." He yelled it out, you know, and everybody was hearing it.
Oh,
that
God.
Was the funniest thing this can't guy. Stand Thank it. You, Wynn.
So, talk about making you feel wind. Helpless. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, you got to learn how to adapt your toss in the wind. You know that, Sue.
Yeah, but it was impossible. This is a figure eight island. It was crazy. No.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah. No.
Well, that's true. Now, when you're on figure eight or in some of those areas where you've got literally island breezes, yeah. And I can see where you'd have a little wind over on figure eight, yeah.
Wasn't
that's
a little
where
wind,
these
it was
wind
a lot.
Screens come in handy. Well, you got to have
sure situation, screen. Too. High pressure, yeah. High performance. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. We'll remind them in the intel segment about that. All right. Bob, you've seen some wind in your life, and it has affected your pitching ability probably. You had to take into consideration wind speed and direction and velocity when you were pitching your baseball. So that's setting that aside, unless you want to comment on that. I know I'm interested in testimonials and any research and any sales and anything else that you want to bring to us tonight, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. I got three or four testimonials, and you know, okay. A bunch of them are really short and good, but this one came in about 20 hours ago. And here's what it says. I thank our God for all of you at Boomers. I thank you for the excellent product and how it's helped me with my energy and for your excellent customer service. I am experiencing goodness and repair to my skin, nails, and hair. And my energy is very good. I love to walk, run, and hike. I had to stop these activities because of an injury in 2022. I'm getting all my strength back despite the pain, and that's getting better too. Praise God. I thank you, Sue, for praying for me in 2024. It blessed my heart and body so much. I love all of you, all my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Stephanie, Lucy, and all the ones I don't know your names. Blessings in Jesus' name. You are in my prayers. Love in Christ Jesus always. That is our testimonial for tonight.
Do we have a first name on that fellow?
Yeah, they're the first name, K-A-S-S-I, Kassi.
Kassi.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, Kassi.
Yes.
Very cool. Cool. Thank you, Bob. Yep.
And I just want to let people know what we're doing with our sales, because it's, you know, the 6th of May here, and we've decided to keep a bunch of things going that people seem to be enjoying. For example, we've had over 100 people take advantage of getting the free barley that they got when they got their collagen. And so we decided to continue it and let more people get the same thing. And people are commenting how they really like the chance to sample it, that they haven't tried it before, or if they have it already, they're glad to have a travel size. You know, this is a, and if people are just starting new on barley, this is a full month supply because you have to ease into it. The barley is really strong, if you haven't heard, and when you take it, you have to take little bits when you first start and slowly build up, because it's going to help to detoxify your body. And there's all kinds of advertisements and videos on the internet and on YouTube and the like about toxicity. There's just so many, you know, articles and things about toxicity. It's like it's getting worse. And when people use our barley, it begins immediately detoxifying you. And that's why you have to take small bits of it, because when you have something that strong, you don't want to take it all at once, and the next thing you know, you're in the bathroom for 2 days, right? You want to always calibrate and be careful with detoxification so your kidneys and your liver can keep up with all the necessary things that they have to do. And when you put it together with the collagen, it makes the collagen work many, many times better. And collagen is like tied for the most popular nutrition supplement that's worldwide that people get. And the reason being is collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. It makes up your skin, your hair, your nails, and people can see a difference when they take it. And people, lots of people get compliments about how young they're looking. But when you do it with the barley detoxifies you, so you look different. It also reduces your inflammation significantly, and you look different as a result of that as well. And the barley, because of all the enzymes in it, makes the collagen powder work way, way better. And that's, I think, why people are sending in so many thank yous and testimonials about it. And so also to go with it, lots of people like to take vitamin C also with their collagen, and that's a on a 20% off sale. And we also have still have the sale going on for our Clarity Factor. We haven't had all of the people yet that were taking Clarity Factor before we ran out get a chance to get back to taking it again, and so we're giving an extra 10% off on that. And we also have a bundle called the Ancient Herb Bundle. And this is a really good bundle. People have heard about how olive leaf extract is so good for your immune system. People have heard about how ashwagandha is so great at helping them stay calm and feel calm. And also people have heard of turmeric, particularly the curcumin that is an active ingredient in the turmeric, and that we put these together in a bundle and made it half price. So normally, this is something that would cost $120, and right now, it's $59.95.
Wow, so for all three.
Really, that's for all three, yeah. The last thing is, Bruce, is we're also doing a three-month-long sale for people that want to put things onto auto-ship. And
okay, yeah.
So if you put any new product on auto-ship, or you're a brand-new customer and you want to get a total health system, put it on auto-ship, you're going to save an extra 10% for the next 3 months. So already, if you put it on auto-ship, you get 10% off. And now that's going to be 20% for the next 3 months, and which you also, of course, get free shipping. And we have fully implemented now, Bruce, the whole new system for the subscription for the auto ship.
Right.
And the reason we switched is they've made upgrades to it and put out new software that makes it really, really easy for people to manage their subscriptions. If you want to add something, if you want to drop something, if you need to pause it for a week because you're going to be out of town, or whatever it is, it's really easy to do. And Boomers makes it even easier because, as easy as it is, if you don't get the time or you're away from your computer, but you got your cell phone, just give us a call. Put our 800 number into your database under Boomers in your phone, so you can just call and have Stephanie or Lucy or someone else help you to do whatever it is that you need. And we help people with that almost every day. Bruce, somebody calls and says, hey, my auto ship is this. Either I wanted a couple days earlier because I shared some with my mom, or I wanted a couple of days later because I wasn't able to take it for 2 days. And it's really simple to do, to just make a couple of clicks and switch it. And,
oh, that's great.
And that's it, Bruce. That's it for tonight. It's 14 minutes after 10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, that's a really good idea to put the toll-free number in your phone under Boomers, and in parentheses, I just put Bob, to remind you guys that that's who gave us this number. And it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And so that would be the way to do it. Just pop it in your phone, and you'll have it in your contact list, and you won't lose it. You'll have it ready to go at a moment's notice. And to get to the website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's site. So you'll get a direct link in by clicking on the banner, and then you'll go in and be able to see the various sale items that Bob mentioned. I love that that herb bundle. Those three herbs for half price, those are really good products too. Ashwagandha, olive leaf extract, and turmeric. All three excellent. And to get them at half price is a bargain. Any limit on those, Bob? Is that a limit of two or three bundles? Do we have a limit on them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh. All right. That's very cool, and it's a very good sale. And then, of course, the collagen sale is still there, you know, where you get the free heirloom barley, the travel size, which is about half the size canister of the normal. I mean, that's great. These are some really good deals. And then, of course, I love the idea of putting subscribe and save orders together and getting not only 10%, but 20% off for the next 3 months on any new items that you put on Subscribe and Save, your auto ship. That is really good. That saves you a lot of money over the next 3 months. So, yeah, sounds good, Bob. Thank you for that. Really smart. I love it. And we had a wonderful testimonial tonight from Kassi, Kassi, I think it was. Or was it Kassi? Kassi, yeah. I want to say Kassi, but it's either Kassi or Kassi, one or the other. But excellent, excellent. Thank you. That was a very nice testimonial, by the way. Well, let's get into the intel. Let's see where we are. We did get a little bit of information today, try to give us an idea. We had heard over the last, I'm going to say Sunday into Monday, we heard from one source that's over 7 redemption centers that we would be exchanging starting tomorrow afternoon. Now, I thought, okay, that sounds great, but we need numbers beforehand, which obviously is still possible. And then we heard from a source that's very high up the ladder with Wells Fargo, and that source said that we could get our toll-free numbers anytime between now and Thursday the 8th. And I thought, 8, that's China's favorite number. Chinese elders would like that. What about, Charlie Ward's Thursday? Could it be that both of those occur at the same time? And so I thought, okay, one window is, let's say, from now. It was actually from Monday at 6 p.m. Let's just call it now until Thursday to receive the toll-free number and, this is the caveat, and to begin exchanges. And then we had the other piece that was a little narrower that said, that we would receive it and exchange by tomorrow, which is Wednesday afternoon, by Wednesday afternoon. So I'll take either one, right? Either one is a win. All right, so if, all right, let me see. I'm going to bring this out a different way. We heard that one particular redemption center was going to make a phone call to one of our contacts after 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, meaning that possibly something was to occur by 11 tomorrow morning. Don't know quite what that is. We'll have to see if that means anything for us. Now, here's another interesting thing. We heard from one of our sources that there's going to be a major announcement, and he said it would be tomorrow. That would be something we would all be affected by, and it would be very good for us. Okay, and I'm going to come back to this guy in a minute. Then, this afternoon, shortly after I heard that, on Newsmax, I caught President Trump in the midst of a press conference where he was talking about trade deals, trade with Canada, all of that. And then all of a sudden, he changed gears and wedged this in next. He said, there's going to be an earth-shattering announcement that will affect America and its people, he said, in the next few days. I thought, ooh, President Trump, is that the announcement that my associate was referring to? He would not tell us what it was. I have to assume that he knew what it was. And I thought, what could it be? What was it? What could that announcement be about? And then President Trump said what I just told you. I thought, earth-shattering, affecting everyone in America and its people. Huh. I thought, over the next couple of days, over the next few days. I thought, all right. So then we go back and we try to get back in touch with the one who said there would be a major announcement tomorrow, and then asked him if he could explain what it was. And then he came back with what he said was, just get ready for Thursday. I thought, Yahtzee, bingo. Is that what we're waiting for? Are we looking for an announcement tomorrow and then get ready for Thursday? Is that something regarding, and we thought, we tried to figure this out. What announcement could it be right now? Could it be an EIS-EBS announcement? Could it be something about the USN, our new currency? The first fruits of Nasara? Could it be about the asset-backed currency we call the USN, or the physical money called the USTN, United States Treasury Note? What was it going to be? And we'll have to see what it is, because we never did get an absolute on that announcement. But President Trump himself mentioned an earth-shattering announcement. That's his words, earth-shattering announcement. Then he came back as to when, and he said, over the next few days. Now, when somebody says over the next few days, all right, so I will say this. That's very, very important for us to consider that possibility, okay? And I think it's great for us to have heard that. And I love the fact that it was said, be ready for Thursday. Now, we don't know exactly, obviously, guys. This has been kept a little bit quiet for us for a reason. You know that. But I like what I was hearing today about the possibility of numbers either tomorrow or Thursday and us getting started with exchanges by Thursday. I'm hoping that's exactly what it is and that comes through. I think it's very possible, very possible. Now, you guys know I'm not calling it, but I'm telling you what I'm hearing. That's important to realize. I'm just giving you what I'm getting and not changing it. I'm just putting it out there because I really think this is some good information. What about the Doge payments? Doge payments were to start going out this week over the next 2 weeks, meaning this week and next week. I understand they will be physical printed U.S. Treasury checks that are going to be in the range of $4,000 to $7,000. Sometime between, let's call it today, tomorrow, over next week as well. So that's something to be looking for. Check your mailbox. And the other thing is our R&R money will be at the redemption center for us that are exchanging and redeeming ZIM. And we should have nice increases in Social Security for those that are getting it already. This month of May. So we're really looking for four different things. 800 numbers to set our appointments for the RV at the redemption centers. R&R at the Redemption Center, DOGE payments in the mail, and Social Security increases this month. Quite a bit. Now, something was picked up, and I don't know if it came from me or not. Somebody said that the ZIM would only be usable and exchangeable, let's use the term exchangeable, redeemable is the right word, redeemable, through the end of this month of May. Now, that was possibly construed or misconstrued from what I said last Thursday about redemption centers are going to be open through the end of May. May 31st is a Saturday. Okay, that is true. That's what we've heard. That would be the cutoff date for redemption centers. Now, after May comes June. And June, if you had ZIM and for some reason you were not able to redeem it in the month of May at a redemption center, yes, there, Wells Fargo will be able to redeem it at the bank starting in June. Now, I don't know anybody, unless they're on a repositioning cruise and don't get back till June, that wouldn't take their ZIM in right away and redeem it this month of May. I don't know anybody. Now, if you're on your deathbed or, you know, you're just in a prolonged hospital visit or something like that, yeah, I could see where you might get waylaid and not be able to exchange or redeem right away this month. So please understand that if this person who put that out got it by misunderstanding what I said last Thursday, clarify it to the point where, yes, redemption centers are what we are looking to use. And anything after the month of May would use Tier 1 banks, specifically Wells Fargo, for the ZIM. Okay. Rates were not up on screens yet today, as of today, but we do expect them to come up very shortly, and certainly if we're going to be notified as early as tomorrow or Thursday, we should have our rates, no problem. They'll be there and ready to go. That's the one thing we don't have to worry about is rates. That's for sure. Now, there's one more thing about the contract rate. If you have ZIM, can you still get the contract rate on Dinar? Yes. But if they don't offer it to you, you may ask for it. You say, I understand there is a contract rate on Dinar. And if you mention that, they have to offer it to you. This is making the assumption that you have projects. You have projects for your ZIM, and as a result, they would offer you the contract rate on the Dinar. Listen, which is incredibly high. But the regular screen rate on Dinar at the redemption centers is also very high. It's not even half as much as the redemption center rate on the contract rate will be, though. The contract rate will be over twice as much as the screen rate. And the screen rate is very high. So, that's encouraging. Let's see if there's anything else. I would say DOGE payments, look for those in the mailbox starting in the next couple of days. Look for your notification to come by email, hopefully tomorrow. You can set our appointments and start exchanges. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow's in play. Maybe not. Maybe it's Thursday. But I like the fact that Thursday is the 8th. It's China's number. Charlie Ward's Thursday. It could just very well be happening on Thursday. Could be. Everything, people say, well, what else is there to do? What else is there? A lot of people have said, there's nothing else. We're all set. We're ready to go. They are done. You know, we'll see. And, of course, I'm really curious as to what this announcement is that President Trump was inferring in this press conference today. I heard it. I went back, paused it, went back, listened to it again, did it again, went back, listened to it again, make sure I heard everything that he said about it. He didn't give any real hints. He just said it would be earth-shattering and really good for America and the people in America. So I'm excited about it. That's really good news. And so we'll see what that is. We'll see what it is. But it was not relating to trade. That was cool. Let's talk about your opportunity to get in touch with Sue for what could be the last time about the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. Both courses were two-night classes, about an hour and a half each night, total of 3 hours each, that you'll get in an email with a link to click on and then be able to go through the classes that way. And each one of those courses is $100. MedBed 100, obviously, $100 is really important to give you everything that you need to know about your interview process, about what you can do going into the MedBeds. Oh, and by the way, the MedBeds from our source that is over the MedBeds throughout the United States, by the way, in the military, is saying that they should become available starting Thursday. Now, if you're a ZIM holder and you're in dire need, you kind of have first crack at it. Okay? So that's how they're going to prioritize it based on need. And ZIM holders, they want us to be around a long time. And that's what the MedBed can do, is give you the longevity to see these projects through that are 100, 200, 300 years in duration. So be aware of that. And the other thing is the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, we shortened to Quantum 100 to make it simple, put that in the subject line if you want MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100, put that in, and then you'll have $200 that you can pay on PayPal, or she can invoice you through PayPal and you can pay it another way. Okay, so that, I would send those emails out to Sue tonight, and I'd go ahead and jump on it because the address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, @hushmail.com. Put your name and your phone number in the body of the email, in case she needs to text you for something, and just let her know if you have PayPal. Just let her know, and get those off tonight, so that she'll do them in first come first serve. She'll get them out, and even if we get numbers in the morning, but you've gone ahead and contacted her, and you've set up payment, she'll go ahead and release those to you, even if the numbers are here. Otherwise, it's going to be sayonara, baby. We're just going to move on and not, you won't have the opportunity to get it. Now, obviously, we want the numbers to come out, like, right away. We want to set our appointments. We want to get in, get our exchanges done, and start living our new lives. So get those out to Sue. And don't forget to check the website that Bob has set up for our sales. Don't forget the sales on Boomer's products, especially, you know, to take advantage of the subscribe and save in case you're traveling or you're going on a cruise or whatever, so that that'll go ahead and ship to you when you want it to. And you can adjust your ship date. You can move it up, move it back. You can add products, delete products. It's very user-friendly. And there's nobody any easier to work with than Stephanie and Lucy in customer support. All right, so just keep that in mind. They're very big fans of the Big Call, and they're very much, they're just extremely helpful when it comes to customer support. So I wanted to say that. Also, when you send that email to Sue, watch your emails carefully, because timing is going to be important on this. Watch your emails, stay on it, watch it two or three times a day, and see what she's sending back to you. Because she'll ask you to respond back when, you know, as far as, you know, sending you the payment or whatever, sending her the payment that you need to do. But keep an eye on that before she releases the emails to you that you can listen to. Bed 100 and Quantum 100 are the two that are hot and that are going out and that everybody loves. Everybody loves both of those. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. Obviously, we're in a position where we're praying for people, continuing to lift people up. We're looking forward to having so much good news coming, and we're just ready. We're ready. I think they are ready for us. So let's just pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to checking your emails for your Wells Fargo 800 number email, and also for your watch for anything else that would be coming in from Sue. Remember the website, my website, bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure that you're registered. If you're not, just go ahead and put your email in to register, and that way we'll have it so we can contact you with future calls. Now, today's Tuesday night. Thursday, we get numbers tomorrow. Are we going to have a call? Yes, we would have a celebration call on Thursday. We get numbers tomorrow or Thursday, we will have a celebration call on Thursday at the regular time. Okay, so let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point. Now bring the blessing in, we pray. We receive it. We'll do the right thing with the money. We'll be good stewards of this blessing. And we'll really help to up-level humanity throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, keep an eye on it tomorrow. Let's see what happens, and hopefully we get it, and we'll talk to you Thursday night, and hopefully it'll be a celebration call. All right? God bless you guys. God bless you. Thank you.